ngaphakathi ukwabo lokubeka.
Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net. or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Alex Sianga. The headlines: Luce calls for boost investor confidence in energy sector. Alliance Against Corruption concerned over diplomats getting paid without work done. And in international news, Malawian's ex-president wins elections in comeback at age 85. And in sports, over 140 nomads go first to raise fund for charity. And now the news in detail. The Lusaka mayor worshipped Chilango Chitangala and delegates from the Partnership for Health Cities East and Southern Africa region toured the Mulundu project in Woodlands. Speaking during the tour, Ms. Chitangala says the road is just a showcase of how the road will be looking like in the city, and that the road will cater for the new business personnel. Ms. Chitangala mentioned that the roads in Munali constituents will cover for pedestrian and bicycles lanes so that they can be safe for the general citizenry. She says the road shows the city's commitment to promoting safe and sustainable non-motorized transport infrastructure and enhancing safe mobility in Lusaka.
walkways and cycling lanes for people that live in the city. As you've seen today, we have demonstrated what we look forward to seeing in the city, and this is a pedestrian walkway that has been set up, built here in Woodland, and also a bicycle lane that have also been built, so that we also cater for the new business people. We all know that now we have Yango Rides, Yango Bikes, and so on. So we need to care for the people of the city. So as you've seen, for example, in Monali constituency, the government is also working with us, well, we can see our government who provide and build also the pedestrian walkways and also cycling lanes so that the people of the city can be safe. And they must take care of themselves, because you can't ride in the main road.
Meanwhile, the Health Cities East and Southern Africa region representative Joseph Kavindi says the development is a big achievement in making sure pedestrians are safe. The Lusaka Securities Exchange, LUSE, has called for reflective policies to boost investor confidence, driving further growth in the energy sector. According to LUSE Chief Executive Officer Nelson Kawaso has observed some improvement in market listing in the energy sector, particularly after the Copperbelt Energy Cooperative CEC 1 billion investor. Mr. Kawaso says the investment has attracted investors seeking energy projects and products on the market. He, however, notes some restrictive policies which hinder investment in the energy sector, highlighting the need for the policy adjustment, reflect investor sentiment, and promoting growth. He therefore says the new investment will provide capital for individuals and businesses, addressing challenges related to equitable listing and green bond.
I think the very hype that we have seen on the stock is because we know for a fact that energy as a policy, you know, prescriptive, is also getting toward the attraction of investors. So the very fact that investors are putting a premium on their shares in CEC, I mean, it gives you an indication that, you know, the policy that the government has put in place are reflective of the sentiment also of investors. And we're also seeing a lot of other pipeline conversations we're having, both on the green bond side, but also on possible equity listings of individuals now that are seeking to get into the capital market to raise funding for those particular projects. Because remember, most of these energy projects are capital intensive. So the only way you can then fund them, the banks will tell you they don't have appetite for long term. But that's what we exist for. We provide long term capital, which is very patient and allows you to be able to do some of these capital intensive projects.
The Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research, SIPOC, has called for stronger oversight of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to ensure accountability in community development projects. SIPOC Executive Director Zili Bison Chikumba emphasized the need for the fiscal limit, stronger domestic revenue mobilization, and stiffer CDF oversight in the 2026 national budget, with debt servicing project to absorb 7.7% of GDP. Mr. Chikumba has urged the government to increase domestic revenue to above 22% of GDP through measures like justifying tax incentives and mobilizing VAT. ZIPA has also projected CDF allocation to increase from 5.6 billion in 2026 to 6.4 billion in 2028, emphasizing the need for strong oversight to deliver meaningful results at the community level. President Hage Ndechilema has extended his congratulations to Professor Arthur Peter Mutharika and Justice Jenny Muyamu on their elections as President-elect and Vice-President of Malawi, respectively. In a statement, President Hichilema commended the outgoing President Lazarus Chikwara and his team for demonstrating statesmanship and respect for free will values during their tenure. President Hichilema also praised the people of Malawi for peacefully exercising their democracy rights, setting a positive example for the region and continent. He has therefore wished the Republic of Malawi continued blessings and prosperity, invoking God's blessings upon the national and the African continent.